According to the Abbot of Maredsu, meditation on the Passion will gain for the Christian a certain share in Christ's fortitude and self-giving. Reflection on his nativity and infancy mysteries will help us to become more childlike, while prayerful consideration of the glorious mysteries makes us alive unto God. It is God's will that we be united ever more closely with Christ, so that we can be transformed in Christ. His actions in history retain their salvific efficacy for all eternity, for he has ascended in glory and still intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father. The core doctrine of Christ in his mysteries, that is to say, the book, Christ in his mysteries, practically enters the life of the Christian by a real participation in the mysteries of Christ during the annual cycle of the Church's liturgy. This is the basis for that school of piety called liturgical, which gives us such spiritual masters as Dom Marmion himself and his fellow Benedictine abbot Dom Prosper Guéranger, whose masterpiece, The Liturgical Year, is a library of Christian wisdom and edification and spirituality itself. It's a 15-volume work. If you've never read it, I cannot recommend that work highly enough. Later, there was another liturgical spiritual writer in a similar vein, although I think he's far inferior to his predecessors, the Augustinian canon regular Dom Pius Parsh, whose work is called The Year of Grace. These spiritual writers were deeply imbued with the doctrine of Christ's mystical body, and their works seek to lead the reader to salutary considerations of the events of Christ's life as ever fruitful springs of sanctification. Now, in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, Christ's sacrifice on the cross, his bloody sacrifice on the cross, is made present to us again. It is re-presented to us in an unbloody manner. The sacrifice of the Mass is identical to the sacrifice of the cross, and only the manner of offering is different. On the cross, it was Christ himself without the intermediary of any ministerial priest. In the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, it's Christ being offered through the intermediary of a ministerial priest. In the Mass, that mystery is made present to us again. Now, in the liturgical year, we don't say that Christ's nativity is made present at Christmas. We don't say that his fasting is made present at Lent. But we contemplate these things, and in contemplating them, the eternally enduring grace that Christ merited in those mysteries is accessed. So each one of these mysteries has an eternal character, has an enduring character. Why? Because the man who did it is God. That's why. He's a divine person. So I invite you to listen to what's to follow and to try to live this Easter spirituality that you're going to hear about from Abbot Marmion. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is from chapter 15, entitled Si Consorrexistis Cum Christo, If You Be Risen With Christ, which is Dom Marmion's chapter on Paschal time in the book Christ in His Mysteries. The whole of the mystery of Christ during the days of His Passion can be summed up in those words of St. Paul, Humiliavit semitipsum factus obedientusque ad mortem. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death. We have seen Christ's self-abasement. He touched the lowest depths of humiliation. He chose the death of one accursed, as it is written, Maledictus omnis qui pendent in ligno. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. But these abysses of ignominies and suffering into which our Savior willed to descend were likewise abysses of love, and this love has merited for us the mercy of His Father, and all graces of salvation and sanctification. If the word humiliation sums up the mystery of the Passion, there is another word of St. Paul which recapitulates the mystery of Christ in His resurrection. vivit Deo. He liveth unto God. Vivit. He lives. There is henceforth in him only perfect and glorious life without infirmity or perspective of death. Iam non moritur, mors illi non ultra non dominabitur. He dieth now no more, death shall no more have dominion over him. Life wholly for God, more than ever consecrated to his Father and to his glory. In her litanies, and here he's speaking of the litany of the saints, primarily the one that's used on Holy Saturday. In her litanies, the Church applies certain qualifying titles to some of the mysteries of Jesus. She says of his resurrection that it is holy, per sanctum resurrectionem tuam, that is to say, by thy resurrection, O Lord, have mercy on us. What does that mean? Are not all the mysteries of Jesus holy? Certainly they are. He himself is the saint of saints, tu solus sanctus, we sing in the Mass, in the Gloria, that is to say, you only are holy. And all his mysteries are holy. His birth is holy. Quod nascetur ex te sanctum, the Holy One which shall be born of thee. These are the words of the angel to Our Lady in Luke chapter 1 at the Annunciation.